As the freighter passed, all the animals watched it, standing silent except for the occasional chirp or squeak. Grant was struck by the coordination of their behavior, the way they moved and acted as a group. But perhaps it was not really so mysterious. In his mind, he reviewed the sequence of events that had begun in the cave. First, the infants had been agitated, then the adults had noticed, and finally, all the animals had stampeded to the beach. That sequence seemed to imply that the younger animals, with keener hearing, had detected the boat first. Then the adults had led the troop out onto the beach. And as Grant looked, he saw that the adults were in charge now. There was a clear spatial organization along the beach, and as the animals settled down, it was not loose and shifting the way it had been inside. Rather, it was quite regular, almost regimented. The adults were spaced every 10 yards or so, each adult surrounded by a cluster of infants. The juveniles were positioned between and slightly ahead of the adults. But Grant also saw that all the adults were not equal. There was a female with a distinctive stripe along her head, and she was in the very center of the group as it ranged along the beach. That same female had stayed in the center of the nesting area, too. He guessed that, like certain monkey troops, the raptors were organized around a matriarchal pecking order, and that this striped animal was the alpha female of the colony. The males, he saw, were arranged defensively at the perimeter of the group. But unlike monkeys, which were loosely and flexibly organized, the dinosaurs settled into a rigid arrangement, almost a military formation, it seemed. Then, too, there was the oddity of the northeast-southwest spatial orientation. That was beyond Grant. But in another sense, he was not surprised. Paleontologists had been digging up bones for so long that they had forgotten how little information could be gleaned from a skeleton. Bones might tell you something about the gross appearance of an animal, its height and weight. They might tell you something about how the muscles attached, and therefore something about the crude behavior of the animal during life. They might give you clues to the few diseases that affected bone, but a skeleton was a poor thing, really, from which to try and deduce the total behavior of an organism. Since bones were all the paleontologists had, bones were what they used. Like other paleontologists, Grant had become very expert at working with bones, and somewhere along the way he had started to forget the unprovable possibilities that the dinosaurs might be truly different animals, that they might possess behavior and social life organized along lines that were utterly mysterious to their later mammalian descendants. That since the dinosaurs were fundamentally birds... "Oh my God," Grant said. He stared at the raptors ranged along the beach in a rigid formation, silently watching the boat, and he suddenly understood what he was looking at. "Those animals," Gennaro said, shaking his head, "they sure are desperate to escape from here." "No," Grant said, "they don't want to escape at all."
"They don't?"
"No," Grant said, "they want to migrate." Approaching dark.
"Migrating," Ellie said. "That's fantastic."
"Yes," Grant said. He was grinning.
Ellie said, "Where do you suppose they want to go?"
"I don't know," Grant said. And then the big helicopters burst through the fog, thundering and wheeling over the landscape, their underbellies heavy with armament. The raptors scattered in alarm as one of the helicopters circled back, following the line of the surf, and then moved in to land on the beach. A door was flung open, and soldiers...